أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوم يجعل الولدان شيبا. السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا. My respected elders and brothers, in the Salatul Fajr, from the verses that were recited, I will just touch on one or two verses briefly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reminds us and warns us about the last day. The last day to come, Yawmul Qiyamah. This is one of the central themes of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what a dreadful day the day of Qiyamah is going to be. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it again to show the extent of fear and terror on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. That day of Qiyamah is that day that يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. Young children will become old. They will become like old men. They will become grey and white because of the terror. And these are young children because of the terror of the day of judgment. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us elsewhere in the Quran too. You will see a person is sober, but he will behave like a drunk person. What will make him behave like a drunk man? Because of the fear of standing before Allah for hisab and reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. So ultimately, what is it? What is the purpose of life? To prepare for that day of Qiyamah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every person must see, what have I prepared for the final day, the last day. And this is my last, as Maulana said, my parting advice, the last advice is let us always keep the last day in front of us and prepare ourselves accordingly. At the end of the surah again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important reminder. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. What you send forward of good deeds, you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be banked there. It will be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's safekeeping. Whatever we send forward of good deeds, Allah keeps it for us. Allah preserves it for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it intact, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it back to us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Again at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us and exhorting us, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Make istighfar. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very merciful. Allah is very kind. Allah is very tolerant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to forgive. In fact, our wazifa for the last 10 nights of Ramadan, what should it be? Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. That should be our wazifa, especially Laylatul Qadr. This was the gift Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, and it was conveyed to the Ummah that this is what we should read in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially when we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. And this is all about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So seeking forgiveness from Allah, making istighfar, this is a very, very important amal and action in our deen, especially for us weak people, for us sinful people. We have to constantly ask Allah for forgiveness. Every step of our life we're making mistakes. Every move we're making, we are making mistakes. Sometimes we realize, sometimes we don't realize. So let us not be in a state of ghaflat and heedlessness. By making a lot of istighfar, we will find that it will wash away our sins. It will wash away our mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very pleased. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those people who make tawbah and istighfar. And we find find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning about the importance of istighfar. Tuba liman wajada fi sahifatihi istighfaran kathira. That person who has a lot of istighfar in his hisab kitab or in his book of deeds, then let him know that there will be a lot of glad tidings for him. He will be very happy on the day of Qiyamah when he will see so much of istighfar in his book of deeds. That is, if he made a lot of istighfar in this world. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. If we make istighfar, we will ward off Allah's azab. Allah's punishment is kept away from those people who make a lot of istighfar. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the virtue of istighfar. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Three benefits of istighfar. Especially if we hold fast to istighfar and make a lot of istighfar, three benefits. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a person out of any kind of calamity or problem or disaster or difficulty that he faces, Allah will open up a way for him. Number two, if he's in any kind of worry or sorrow or sadness or grief, Allah will remove that grief and sorrow also from him. Allah will take away his depression from him through the barakah of istighfar. And the third thing, Allah will give him rizq from unseen sources. Allah will provide for him. What a great benefit of making istighfar. So we should try, at least in these last 10 days of Ramadan, to make a lot of istighfar. In between, we are walking, we are going here, there, we drive in, we are relaxing. If we are not reading Quran, then the rest of the time we should be spending in making a lot of istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayhi. This is a beautiful form of istighfar, because it has got istighfar too, it has got the kalima sharif too, it has got the asma'i husna too. So this is, and it's got tawbah too included. So if we can make this form of istighfar, it will be very good. Or short form of istighfar, astaghfirullah, that is enough too. Or astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we should end this beautiful month off in this manner, that we make a lot of istighfar. The istighfar that we make now, it will benefit us on the last day, on Yawmul Qiyamah. And also to take this opportunity to extend my profound gratitude and expression of appreciation to our Honorable Imam Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Sayyid Bigji, Maulana Yusuf Rawat, even Maulana Suleiman, who is in London constantly sending messages and asking about our well-being and so on, as well as the community, the committee of CC of the Masjid, and the entire community of Nurul Islam, the Musallis, for all the ikram, the khidmat, the muhabbat that you have shown us musafirs in these few days that we were here. My dear friends, this is what we call al-ukhuwatul imaniyah. This is Islamic brotherhood. This is a brotherhood of iman. We may not be related by family or blood, but our relationship is much deeper and stronger on the basis of iman. Alhamdulillah, we felt like we are completely at home. We did not feel out of place or strange here. Your people made our stay extremely comfortable. So much of khidmat and ikram was made. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant you the ajr, the reward of this in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala grant it on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant it to you in Akhirah. Jazakumullahu ahsan al-jaza. We have to leave for airport. Flight is early morning. We're going to try and be back inshallah in Durban. Just, you know, organize ourselves a little bit, because inshallah this afternoon, then after Asr, we have to prepare ourselves to get into i'tikaf. So we also humbly request dua that Allah accept our coming here, our suffer here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all accepted i'tikaf, maqbool i'tikaf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a beautiful end to this month of Ramadan, and Allah show us all the happiness and joy of Eid as well. We'll do a short zikr inshallah just to conclude the program. Thank you.
أفضل ذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.